Dear brothers and sisters, prayers of intercession have been asked. In heaven I have you, O gracious God. On earth you took me into your care. You are my only security. If I travel a difficult way, extend your hand and guide me. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for strength for the family whose young 15-year-old boy was killed in an accident. We ask for your help and your support from here on. Many believers have asked prayers of the children of God on behalf of themselves and their dear ones. Let us all preserve the freedom and joy of faith. Let give the gift of faith to those who are lacking it. Believing parents are praying, ask for prayers on behalf of their unbelieving children and grandchildren. Father, on behalf of himself and his family. Parents, on behalf of their unbelieving children. Mother, on behalf of her daughter who has denied her faith. She is afraid what an impact she will have on the younger children. The memory of what childlike faith she had earlier is difficult to remember. Several believers in Ecuador asked that they would be preserved in faith until they reach their home in heaven. A young person asks that he would have the strength to trust in God's guidance. And the young family prays on behalf of their mother who has denied her faith, and that the children would be preserved in faith. A brother, that the kingdom of God, the borders, would be clear. Give strength to a mentally ill person. Give her strength to live and give her a balanced mind. Remove fears and shame. A young man asks for help and strength to get along alone in life in the midst of teasing and bullying, and feels great loneliness and prays that this bullying would end and he would get a believing partner. Father, ask for prayers on behalf of a changed family situation, that the family would stay together and that they would receive a sufficient income. Sister, on behalf of a family friend, so that the fear of violence would be taken away and that the member of the family who needs help would accept this help. A young Give children to a family without children. Dear Heavenly Father, several have asked that love would be returned between the members of the family and that you would take care of them all. Hear those prayers where people have asked for support and someone to be near them. The mother of a family asks for friends who would support her. Help in human relations and in relationships with her relatives, a mother, so that her son who has received the grace of repentance would receive escorts. Dear Heavenly Father, repair relations between people. A mother asks that the relationships between her siblings would be restored, and that the family would get to know each other better. A sister asked that her siblings would reconcile their differences and that love would be returned. Many brothers and sisters have asked for support, asked for the support of a believing spouse. Dear Heavenly Father, protect the whole world against terrorism and other disasters. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for that good which we have, the gift of faith, a loving spouse and children. Thank you that you have heard our prayers and have given friends and escorts. Thank you that we have found a purpose and a meaning for life. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to place ourselves in another person's shoes and to support others on the way to heaven. Amen. I will read the Word of God from the book of Daniel, from chapter 6, from verse 13 to verse 23, and the words are heard in Jesus' name as follows. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king, and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is, that no decree nor statute which the king establisheth may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. When the king arose very early in the morning, and went in haste into the den of lions, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me, forasmuch as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Amen. God had given the people of Israel prophets as teachers and instructors. But even though these people had the prophets given by God, they tended to forget the living God and go upon the wrong ways, to the ways of unbelief. And even though the prophets reminded the people, the members of the people of Israel, that unless you return from your wrong ways, God will punish you. And so it happened when these members of the people of Israel did not listen to God's instructions. God sent King Nebuchadnezzar around Jerusalem, and his great army destroyed Jerusalem completely. Many people ended up in bondage into the land of Babel. The best people were brought there. And the silver vessels from the Temple of Jerusalem were brought there. When these people of Israel were brought into the bondage of Babel, they were also brought believing young men, Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And when the king gave a command to his servant, to pick the best of the young men and bring them to me, into my room, into my chamber, and I want that they serve me. And he selected Daniel and his friends to be schooled by the king, where they were taught the Chaldean language and customs. And the school lasted 3 years. But Daniel and his friends were given food from the table of the king. And we know that when someone is brought to eat from the table of the king, this food is not always suitable for a believer. They did not want to partake of the food and the alcoholic drink that the king partook of. Daniel had been taught in Jerusalem in a believing home, been taught by God. And he received the power to confess his faith in this foreign land. We believers often end up in the midst of this unbelieving world. We end up confessing our faith. And we are often timid about confessing. We are often ashamed of our faith, even though we could be joyous about it. This faith is a gift. It is the greatest gift that man can own on earth. All other temporal goods and things that we see are cheap compared to this gift, which God has given us, this gift of faith. And in the chamber of the king, Daniel wanted to confess his faith. And he said to the servant of the king, he does not want to defile himself with that alcoholic drink. And he asked that he would not have to drink it with his friends. But the servant said, if I change the foods that have been prescribed to you by the king, and the king sees that you are thinner or weaker than the other boys, then I will have to pay for it with my life. But Daniel believed so much good about God that he asked if Daniel and his friends could eat porridge and drink water. And his servant was so friendly that he allowed this. These believing boys were allowed to eat porridge and drink water, and they were in a test period for 10 days. And when this 10 days had expired, the king came to look at the boys, who were in school, these believing boys and the other boys. The king noticed that the believing boys were much sturdier and more beautiful than the other boys. Just think, dear children of God, what good testimony God's word gives of such a person who does not want to defile his own conscience or his own health with these alcoholic drinks and drugs. Today, many young people already in middle school begin trying alcohol and drugs, and they have defiled their own health. God has created man in the image of God, and God has intended that man is the temple of the Holy Spirit. God does not wish that people would defile themselves. Do not drink that wine which leads to bad, to evil deeds, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. God has not called man to do evil, but he has called man to be saved. And Daniel wanted to believe there in the middle of this evil world. And the king came to examine these believing boys, and he noticed that they were 10 times more more diligent and more wise than the others. And we can say that if someone is healthy and has not defiled himself with alcohol and drugs, he is much more diligent and works better even on behalf of society. And when Daniel had completed this school, he began to serve the king. And the king had amazing dreams, and none of these wise men could explain. And King Nebuchadnezzar already said that he would slaughter all of these wise men because they couldn't explain his dream. But then Daniel came. He had prayed to God that God would give him wisdom to explain these dreams of the king. And then Daniel came and explained these dreams of the king. And the king was pleased and asked, "How could you know my dreams?" And Daniel said, "I didn't know, but God has announced the king's dreams to me, has revealed them." And he was named to a high office in the kingdom of Babylon. And during the time of King Darius, the king named 120 elders, and Daniel was named the superior of these 120 with 3 other superiors. And when Daniel served, he was obedient in all things, and he was successful, and he prospered because God was with him. And the king thought that I will place Daniel above the whole kingdom. But then these other elders thought, how could Daniel be the head of the country, and he's still a believer? He's even a believer. We have to get rid of Daniel. but no matter how they examined his actions, they couldn't find anything that he had done wrong. But then these elders and the wise men thought, but if we could find something in Daniel's worshiping of God, if we could find something wrong in that. And they went to the king as a group, these wise men and the elders, and said to the king, may the king live long, and said, let's make a law that for 30 days, if someone prays to some other god or to some other man other than the king, he shall be thrown into the den of lions. And the king was pleased with this law, and he didn't know what these elders had in mind. And the king wrote this, he underwrote this law. And Daniel heard about this law of the king, but he did not change his way of worshiping God. The door to his room was open, and 3 days, three times a day, he prayed to God, thanked him and prayed and asked for his help. Even though Daniel respected the authorities, in this matter, he could not be of the same mind as the king. Daniel prayed. And then these elders came to the king and said that Daniel prays every day, prays to the living God every day. And we wrote that law that whoever prays within 30 days to anyone other than the king must be thrown into the den of lions. And in this text it says, Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. When the king heard these words, he was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. It became clear to the king that these elders of the land had made such a law which the king did not understand. The purpose of the law would be that Daniel would be destroyed. He would be eliminated from the group of the elders. And why did he have to be eliminated? But because with his own life he preached so strongly against the others that their conscience did not withstand the living faith of Daniel. And the king became sorrowful and grievous. And he thought that if Daniel's thrown into the den of lions, he cannot survive alive. And the king still thought, if Daniel dies, then God will punish the king also, and he may also die. But these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establisheth may be changed. And no matter how much the king pondered this dilemma, his pride would not release him. He had to fulfill that law which he himself had signed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. The king thought, as a last resort, that if Daniel has such a God, who could save him from the mouths of these great beasts and free Daniel, he said, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. He had such a difficult night. He had probably never had such a terrible night in his life. He had no appetite. He had no appeasements or pleasures were given did he want. And he was not able to sleep. He was up all night. And he was thinking, there's probably nothing left of Daniel because he's been thrown into this den of lions. And a stone was rolled in front of the den. And surely the lions were hungry. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? So what did Daniel say? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Daniel had no bitterness toward the king. As a believer, Daniel had forgiven the king all his evil deeds beforehand. If we had had to suffer in this way, without any reason, we would surely have been sorrowful on behalf of our own flesh, and we may have said, this is what you did to me. But Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. Even here, Daniel was obedient to his superiors. And God, Daniel said, My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Daniel was not alone in that den of lions, but God had sent angels from heaven to be with Daniel. And the angel had shut the mouth of the lions, those big, dangerous lions were so docile to Daniel as if they were a cat, a domestic cat. They had done nothing to him. Then the king was exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him. because he believed in his God. Daniel had been saved from the den of lions, but his security in the den was the everlasting God. Today, many persons searches for security, a secure place, a haven on this earth. Many people think, I will find security when I have temporal goodness around me. But we as people cannot trust in anything temporal that it will provide security. Daniel trusted in God. And many times people think that there was some strong person alongside him who could help him. But we know that even that strongest person is a person who will die. And where is the security when that person dies? One time, a certain young person had left the kingdom of God. And I talked to him, and I asked him, why did you leave the kingdom of God? He said, God does not exist. I asked him, who told you this? He said, his workmates told him so. And I told him, just think, you have placed your trust in dying human beings. What happens when they die and they disappear from alongside you? Our trust, even today, is in the everlasting God. And this kingdom of God, even today, is the most secure place on earth. And this kingdom of God, it is the grace heaven here on earth. And God keeps the children of God in this kingdom. He keeps them so valuable, holds them so valuable that we do not even understand it. We remember that if there had been even 10 believers in Sodom, then God would have saved Sodom and Gomorrah. But when there was not 10 believers there, God led the believers, Lot and his wife and his two daughters, out of Sodom. And when God had led them away, fire and brimstone fell from heaven, and Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. And dear children of God, do not ever leave this kingdom of God. This kingdom of God is so good, as the psalm writer says, one day in the kingdom of God is better than 1,000 elsewhere. If we go outside the kingdom of God, we will end up damaged. But God has promised to take care of obedient children. The kingdom of God is the only kingdom on earth where sins are priest forgiven. Even this evening moment, dear brothers and sisters, you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can be secure and blessed. God has promised to give his power through his gospel, power on this way to heaven. And if we endeavor for a moment on this way, we will reach heaven. Many of us have a cross here in time, and this cross may press us down to earth. But this cross is light compared with that glory of heaven. When we once reach that land of brightness where we all wish to go, And God wants us to be children in this kingdom of children. Vainu Havas once said that if only we would never become adults, but we would always be preserved as little children in this kingdom of children, that we would be remain in faith and would one day reach our home in heaven. God, it is God's will, wish that all people would repent. He has no joy over anyone who ends up in damnation. But God's wish is that all people would repent and could own this gift of faith. And even today, God calls through His Word those people who are still on the way of unbelief, come away from that way of unbelief and repent. God, it is God's wish to call you. Many of us have those dear ones, friends, even the most closest people who have become lost from this home. I have often thought, how can a young believing person get lost in his own yard, from living faith? First he was believing and owning this gift of righteousness, but then the enemy of the souls was able to entice him through sins and transgressions, and even a young person ended up in unbelief. But we, children of God, pray on behalf of all of these that they would one day receive the grace of repentance. We, children of God, as the songwriter says, we have received the gift of temporal life, and one day we will receive the gift of eternal life in our home in heaven. One day we will go to the joy of heaven. There we will be able to begin that beautiful song, which is so beautiful that such a beautiful song has never been sung, and we can sing it forever and ever. This evening, dear brothers and sisters, you can remain believing, all your sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. Be secure and be blessed, in Jesus' name and blood, believe your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, believe your sins forgiven. I came here before you, very timid, and feeling my sinfulness, and I would like to ask, can I also believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you, and remain believing all sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. Be secured and blessed. God wants to bring us to our home in heaven one day. In Jesus' name, amen.